AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. A senior Russian general was killed by a bomb hidden in a scooter outside his apartment building in Moscow. A Ukrainian official says its service carried out the attack that killed Lieutenant General Igor Krylov, as well as his assistant. There is more discussion today on Capitol Hill about recent drone activity in New Jersey and other mid-Atlantic states. National Security spokesman John Kirby says a recent review found these are
lawful commercial drones, hobbyist drones, and law enforcement drones, as well as manned fixed-wing aircraft, helicopters, and even STARS that were mistakenly reported as drones.
This is Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The people in New York and New Jersey have a lot of questions, still haven't gotten answers from the feds.
Meantime, the FBI and New Jersey State Police are warning against pointing lasers at suspected drones because aircraft pilots are being hit in the eyes more often. A woman has received a kidney transplant from a pig. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
After 8 years on dialysis, Tawana Looney had pig kidney transplant surgery last month at NYU.
I feel like I got a second chance on life. That's like a new beginning.
Looney had donated a kidney to her mom, then got high blood pressure from pregnancy, her remaining kidney failing. She's the fifth American given a gene-altered pig organ, Dr. Jamie Locke.
It was remarkable. The kidney pinked up and looked just like a human kidney. It made urine within just a few minutes.
Two previous pig transplant patients, both sicker, died. Still, researchers are looking towards a future of animal-to-human organ transplants with more than 100,000 people on the list, mostly needing kidneys. I'm Julie Walker.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has toured a buffer zone inside Syria that was recently seized by Israeli forces. This is AP News. Tom Cruise received a top honor from the Navy. The AP's Margie Zaraletta has the story.
The U.S. Navy acknowledges that a lot of people enlisted because of the Top Gun movies. Navy Secretary Carlos Del Toro awarded Tom Cruise its Distinguished Public Service Award during a ceremony in London on Tuesday for increasing awareness and appreciation of Navy personnel. Cruise says he has been given an extraordinary acknowledgement.
It's a true honor to represent them, and I'm just very proud.
Cruise was also commended for his roles in movies like A Few Good Men, as well as Born on the 4th of July and the Mission Impossible movies. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
First Lady Jill Biden has closed the book on her teaching career at Northern Virginia Community College in Alexandria. The surprise announcement came during a virtual thank you event with teachers tuning in from around the country. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.